This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Good afternoon, Jan. Are you well?
I am well. How are you?
I am most well, thank you. But I want to start this afternoon with a question. And it's very interesting because I was thinking about this myself. Last time you and I spoke, we spoke about Transnet and this massive data breach and this huge effect that it was having all over the place. And one of our listeners has said, would you ask Jan if Transnet eventually secretly paid the ransom to recover their data?
Yeah, this is something that just came out in the past 2 days. So Praveen Gordhan says no, the attackers did not get a single cent out of the attack, and Transnet manually recovered all its systems. So they identified the source of the breach, whatever it was, or the source of the foothold in their network that the hackers got in with. They fixed it up. And they reset their systems from backup. Yeah.
Absolutely fascinating. All right.
It's not all running yet. I need to just qualify that.
Okay.
Certainly, you know, it wasn't the greatest of, situations. It took a really long time for Transnet to recover, but at least, we didn't finance some, hacker gang, some ransomware gang. Let's be specific.
The next issue that you wanted to chat about this afternoon is really interesting because when I started the show, 2 hours ago now, I said that the premier of KZN was saying that there would be no disturbances on Monday, the 23rd of August, that everybody was ready to do what was necessary to prevent it. That isn't necessarily your take on the issue, is it?
Well, this is what they're trying to prevent. So our take on the issue is that there is, within the state intelligence apparatus, there is information circulating that the 23rd of August, for whatever reason, is a target date for another round of unrest. And so our security cluster sound like they are taking that seriously, which is encouraging to see, and are hopefully going to make sure that nothing bad happens on the day. And honestly, you know, obviously they should be making sure that nothing bad happens on any day. Because there is, if the information that was contained in the report that Netwerk 24 unearthed is accurate, there is still very much a credible threat to South Africa's stability by people with motives to undermine it. For whatever reason, for whatever gain they can get out of it, we can only speculate as to their motives at this stage. That's not made entirely clear. It seems to be linked to former President Jacob Zuma. But one doesn't know. One doesn't know if that's just being used as a smokescreen. What we do know, is that, the intelligence community has received information about the 23rd of August, and they're acting on it.
Difficult to know who to believe at this point. I reckon we just all need to be wary on the 23rd, especially if you're heading down to KZN. And kind of related to that, driver's license extortion in South Africa. What's the story, Jan?
Yeah, this is actually a series of stories. So firstly, a bunch of people are complaining, especially here in Gauteng, that they're struggling to renew their driving license cards. I don't know if you've tried to do that recently. I had to renew mine a year or so ago before the pandemic hit. And it was an unpleasant exercise because I had to figure out how to when the appointment slots were becoming available and then get an appointment slot at my nearest driving center. And it was it's really a bad system. And so more people are now, especially I think what's happened is the pandemic has caused the grace period that was allowed because of the pandemic for people to renew their driving licenses is coming to an end now at the end of the month, right? And so now all of a sudden you have a flood of South Africans that all need to use the system, and everybody realizes, oh goodness, this system is rubbish. So I'm pretty sure I wrote about this a couple of years ago already, but now that the system is just being flooded with people who have been given grace until now to renew their licenses, we're seeing just how bad it is. So that's the one aspect of it. And then the other aspect is that people are trying to renew their licenses through this online appointment booking system, this e-notice system, and being told they can't because there's an outstanding fine against their name. And this is a huge problem. Because firstly, they're not supposed to be able to be allowed to do that unless there's an enforcement order against you. And part of the problem that the that OUTA, the Organization for Undoing Tax Abuse, is highlighting, along with several other organizations, is that people are not being given notice of their fines properly. The whole thing with ARTO is you're meant to be given a notice of your fine, and then you have 30 days within which to pay the admission of guilt fine, and then at a reduced price, right? But now we're not getting those notifications because of the problems with the postal service. So firstly, yeah, you're not getting an opportunity to pay the lower fine. And then secondly, you're not being notified when you get handed over. And so these enforcement orders seem to get attached to the system. But crucially, OUTA says there might not even be enforcement orders. And this is why it's being called extortion, or like extortion, is because the system is saying, no, you can't renew your license because there's an enforcement order against you. But sometimes there isn't. It's just a fine that's been outstanding for years. And so there isn't a legal enforcement order out against you, but they're still blocking you from renewing your license. And so you're effectively being strong-armed into either paying the license, paying the fine,
what a scam.
Paying the fine so you can get the license. Exactly. And yeah. So I'm all for traffic enforcement. There are rules to the road. You mustn't speed. That is, but this is
taking it to another level.
It's a shocking state of affairs. Yeah. People need to be given, we need to be given the proper service, which is if you're being fined, you need to receive that fine within a reasonable amount of time so you can choose to pay the reduced fine or challenge it. If they're going to hand you over, that if the postal service if they're not going to use registered mail like they're supposed to, then they need to send a sheriff over or something to serve you.
Yeah, and we have to leave it there this afternoon. Thank you as always. We'll chat same time, same place next week.
Chat next week. Have a great week further.